It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack. She'll give you the scoop on what's happening around town this weekend. From activities with the kids, to a night out with the girls, to a romantic dinner with your special someone. Everything in between. Now here's your Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is, I cannot believe it, we are already into halfway through July. And I hope everybody's coming down after the 4th. A little more mellow last week, I think, but always, of course, as always in Charlottesville, tons of things to do. And I just can't believe how fast the summer is flying by. One more month and we will be back in school. So starting on July 14th, now if maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but the 14th of July is Bastille Day in France, kind of their French Independence Day. And we have an Alliance Française in Charlottesville, and they are celebrating Bastille Day, not just on the 14th. They really want to get people involved. Starting on the 14th, running through the 16th, so 3 full days from 10 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night on 2nd Street in the downtown mall, they will be having all kinds of activities. That means French food. Like starting in the morning, there's all kinds of kids' activities, fun things for the kids to do, face painting, all that. They will have French food, artists, musicians, all kinds of stuff. Kids' activities are in the morning, and then there will be tasting. Sips is getting involved. There's just going to be so many things going on. And you can get on their website to check that out. You can get on Suzy Said. I will have a big article up about it because this is literally a 3-day celebration. And this coincides very, very well with something else that's going on in the downtown mall, the 14th through the 16th, which is old-fashioned bargain days on the downtown mall. And this is most of the stores, if not all of the independent retailers on the downtown mall really get into this. And it is summer sale time, and they will have stuff outside, and they will have activities. And this is a real long-time tradition from back before the mall got its, you know, big rehab that it looks so fabulous like it does now, back to 20-something years ago when the mall was, you know, hopping years ago, and then it kind of went downhill a little bit, and now it's back up. This has been going on for so many years. So it's a great way to support local businesses. And I just want to remind you all, when you support these local businesses, you are really supporting our Charlottesville as a whole, because so many of these businesses, so much of that money that you spend at those local businesses goes right back into our community. It's helped making our community a better place. So not only do you have the option to or the opportunity to shop at these great stores, you have these people who they own these stores and they run these stores because they love it and they know what they're doing and they are so passionate about it. I had an event last night at the Over the Moon bookstore in Crozet, and I'm telling you, I bought 4 books because I was so jazzed about reading after listening to these ladies and the passion. And that's what you get at these independent retailers that we have. So Bargain Days on the downtown mall runs the 14th through the 16th. Get out there. And you know, you can't beat in the weather. Now, I know it's been hot. It's been hot, hot, hot. But the weather is supposed to get really nice in the mid-80s. So this is perfect time to get down to the mall. And while you're down there, you know, you can hit Fridays After 5. Finally, Fridays on Friday. There's always something going on down there. So head down to that. And then also on Thursday night, you know, every week I mention at least one or two things that's going on at the that are going on at the library. And the Crozet Library, I'm excited about this because they have a teen movie night. They do this once a month. And that's for grades 6 to 12. They show PG-13 movies, so just keep that in mind. That's why it's grades 6 to 12. But they're showing the Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 1 in anticipation of Part 2 coming out right now. So this is free. So if you have kids that are at this age, it's great for them. It's a great social time. It's a very safe environment, very fun environment. And that's at the Crozet Library at 6 o'clock on Thursday night. And the Heritage Theater Festival at the Colbert Theater is going on, continuing on through the summer. This weekend, new show coming out, Boeing, which is, you know, kind of a high-flying French farce about a swinging 60s architect trying to juggle 3 flight attendant fiancés. I know that Cho Airport did, they sponsored the premiere of this, really, really fun on Wednesday night, and just a great way to get out there. And that's running through this weekend. Shows are at 7:30. And that's Boeing at the Colbreth Theater. And then also, last week I talked about the Wintergreen Summer Arts Festival kicked off, and this is running all the way through August. And there's tons of things going on up at Wintergreen. It's music, it's plays, it's art, it's all of that. But there are some things going on here in Charlottesville. And I am going to completely butcher the name, how you say this, because it's in Italian, but Quartetto di Sassofoni Accademia Concert. What that means is that there will be one of Italy's outstanding chamber music ensembles playing a mix of classical and jazz, and it's a saxophone quartet. It's going to be really great, and it's up at Monticello. That's on Thursday night at 7:30. Tickets are $25 for adults. Children ages 10 to 17, they're $10, and 10 and under are free. So what a great opportunity to take your young kids up, enjoy this just fabulous, I mean, one of Italy's best chamber music ensembles right here at Monticello. So that's at 7:30 on Thursday. They're also doing a free concert on Friday, not the same ensemble. It's the Winston-Salem Youth Chorus will be up at Monticello as part of the Wintergreen Summer Music Festival. That's 3 p.m., and that's at the Monticello Visitor Center Courtyard, and that's free. And so, again, great opportunity to expose your kids to some incredible music. So that's going on. And then this one, I'll admit that I did not have time to really research this one too far, but as part of this Wintergreen, like I said, the Wintergreen Arts Music Summer Music Festival also has some art involved in it, and at Les du Monde is an art gallery here in town, and they are running an exhibit in conjunction with this that kicks off on the 14th. They have an opening night on the 14th, and it's a Picasso prints about the Mediterranean years. And what an amazing opportunity to see some Picasso and really learn about Picasso and what he was all about and what these prints were all about. And that exhibit runs through the 21st of August, but the opening is on July 14th. And I went down to Richmond and saw the Picasso exhibit they had there, and it was just incredible. So I think, wow, this is right here in Charlottesville. You can check out some of that. Really, really cool. Continuing on to Friday as the weekend really gets kicking. Friday night, Movies in the Park night. The city of Charlottesville sponsors one of these every month. This month, it is The Karate Kid, and it will be at Tonsler Park. Movie starts at 8, but I heard that there will be some music starting in the park around 4 leading up to that. There's a free event. Bring a picnic. Bring a blanket. Get to watch movie. Tonsler Park is a really cool park. Your kids will love running around at that. It's just this amazing wooden structure, and that'll be so much fun. So, and that's free. I mean, you can't beat a free movie. It's going to be nice on Friday night. Bring some bug spray because the bugs have been bad this year. I don't know what it's all about. I guess it's all that early rain that we got. But great chance to, you know, hang out with your kids and free entertainment. I'm all about, if I can get it for free, I will do it. So I think that's a great, and Karate Kid, can't beat that. I'm guessing, and it did not say on the website, I'm guessing this is not your Ralph Macchio Karate Kid. This is the one with Will Smith's son. I did see that one too. It was pretty great. My kids loved it. So, moving on, Ashlawn Opera Festival continuing on at Paramount. The Barber of Seville will be at 7:30. Tickets are $37.42 and $47. And one thing I wanted to mention that I don't think I mentioned last week is that 1 hour before these performances, they always have a free lecture that you can attend if you want to. I mean, it's a great way to just learn about opera, and these are really accessible people. And to be in a town the size of Charlottesville and have access to these kind of things, especially for free, to learn about this, it's amazing. And remember, I talked about this last week, the Barber of Seville is coming up on July 23rd, and that's an opera for kids or maybe even those of us who just want to learn a little bit more at a different level. Coming up at the Paramount, I'm excited about this because the Floyd Fest is coming up. Floyd Fest is actually coming up in July 28th through the 31st, but they have something coming up at the Paramount this weekend called the Floyd Fest Under the Radar series. And that will be it's kind of a precursor or just kind of a little practice. And that's Brian Elijah Smith and the Wild Hearts, Big Something, the Kings of Belmont, $5 at the door, only $5. Great bands here for $5 at the Jefferson. Doors open at 8 p.m. And then, of course, Fridays after 5, we have XPS. They're a local band. They call themselves Improv Funk. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like a lot of fun. And finally, Fridays at Main Street Arena is Andy Vaughn. Saturday. Wow, we're only on Friday. I got so much to say. Sometimes I just don't know where to cut myself off on these things. There's just so much going on. Saturday, of course, the city market's going on throughout the summer, and they are doing some really cool stuff at the city market this year to really try to bring people in and to teach people about who the people are there, things that you can do. They've had some canning, you know, some teaching about canning and pickling and all that kind of stuff. And this week I found out that Gerald Boggs, who's one of the artisans there, he will be bringing his forge. He does iron creations, and he's actually bringing a forge to show people. He's going to set this up and do demos, and you can kind of see how he does these one-of-a-kind creations, which it's an art form. It's definitely an art form. So he will be doing that throughout the morning, so you can stop by there at any time in the morning. Really fun for the kids. The Discovery Museum is doing something called Forensics Day. So kids can come in and learn how to become a CSI expert. There'll be chemists from UVA's LEAD program, which is LEAD program. They'll be all kinds of hands-on activities for the kids to do, learn how Real Scientists Solve Mysteries. And, you know, and I think that sounds great for adults, too, because you know we all watch CSI. There's so many of them out there. When it first came out, I got to admit, I'm not really a TV person, but I was totally addicted to the science behind that show. So I think you might see me there at the Discovery Music Museum on Saturday, even though my kids will be out of town. And that's free with your admission. You do not have to register for that. I'm excited to celebrate Tavola, one of my favorite local restaurants that uses great local ingredients, seasonal ingredients. They are celebrating their second anniversary, and they're doing something special. It's a one seating at 6 p.m., $55 per seat per person, and it is limited seating because if you've been in Tavola, it is not a big restaurant. It is an amazing restaurant, fabulous chef, fabulous owners, and that's at 6 o'clock on Saturday. So call right away if you want to get into that because it's a one-time, one seating. It's a price-fixed menu, and I don't know exactly what the menu would be. It wasn't listed, but I can guarantee you it will be delicious. Moving on to another food and wine. You know that's a big a favorite thing of mine. Tins for Tunes at Cardinal Point Winery. They do this once a month. This month it will be the Cashmere Jungle Lords. It says dance the night away. And actually on their website it says we dare you not to dance because these guys are rocking. They're so much fun. $10 admission unless you bring in 5 non-perishable food items per person, and then you get in for free. So you can't beat that. You're going to be helping someone put food on their table. You get great entertainment, wonderful wine, and kids 18 and under are free. So, and if there is rain, I don't think there's supposed to be. It's actually supposed to be a great night. But if there is rain, they do cancel it. So check their website just in case. And it's the last home bout for the Charlottesville Derby Dames at Main Street Arena this season. That's on Saturday night, 6 p.m. Tickets are $7 in advance, 10 at the door. And I think I've mentioned this before, but the Derby Dames always give a portion of their sales to a local charity, and it is the Charlottesville Free Clinic this month, and it's a great, great charity, a great nonprofit organization that really helps out a ton of people in our area. And the Derby Dames, I'm telling you, if you haven't been to one of these, check this out on Saturday night. They are entertaining, they're amazing, they're strong, they're powerful. These are great, great women in this group. So, and then this is a really fun event, and I am sorry that I missed this last month. At Scott Stadium, they are having movie nights, 7 p.m., and they're free. And there will actually be inflatable games, face painting for the kids, there's concessions for sale. And that's at 7 o'clock. This time they are showing Secretariat. And I think I went on about this a couple of weeks ago. I love this movie. It was so good. So that's 7 o'clock. And then there will also be doing one in August, and that will be Toy Story 3. And that is a change to the original date. It will actually be on Friday in August. So just keep note of that. And there's lots of stuff going on with the field preparations right now. So your seating will actually be in the stands this weekend, they say. But how cool to see a movie at Scott Stadium. You could watch movies all weekend long, really, and be outdoors the whole time. That is incredible. So Sunday, continuing on, just remember that there is the Bastille celebrations going on, and that is at Ashlawn Highland, even though Bastille Day is actually on the 14th. They will be doing something very special on Sunday the 17th. They are introducing a new exhibit about how Monroe was involved with the Minister of France and some of the French connections, Monroe's connections to France. And there will be hands-on activities, a guided exhibit, and all kinds of cool stuff about their involvement with France. And that runs from 11 to 5 p.m., and that is a new hands-on educational exhibit. So great for the kids, and that is at Ashlawn Highland on Sunday. So it is a full weekend. There, it seems to me there is something for everyone. So get on out there and enjoy it, and we will see you out there.